This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth through us one drive at a time. This season, that's one tractor drive at a time, as we experience faith lessons from the barnyard. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. On today's episode, Dana Gresh invites Stacy Rudolph and you over for a cup of tea at her farmhouse. Dana's kitchen has big windows, and sometimes she gets very fun visitors. Stacy's a little surprised because she's expecting a human visitor, but quickly realizes when you're on the Gresh farm, the visitors aren't always human, but they do always have a lesson to teach you about God's power and His character. And here's a hint, we might be visited by a creature teacher. Let's get this tractor moving for the second episode of season 5, titled God Our Creator. Here's Stacy.
Dana, you have the best kitchen.
Aww.
It's just so cozy and welcoming. I always feel at home when I'm here.
Thanks, Stacy. I love cooking for people. It's one of the ways I like to express love to my friends and family. You know, it is a little chilly this morning. I was wondering if you'd want to have a cup of hot tea with me.
Is that even a question? You know I'm a tea drinker.
Yes, the whole True Girl world is aware if they've done any of our online Bible studies. Well, I thought you might say yes, so let me pour some hot water for you. I have some snacks here for you, too, to nibble on.
Fruit, biscotti, mini muffins, and peanuts? Okay, no offense, but that seems like a weird thing to eat in the morning with hot tea.
Well, those peanuts aren't really for you, Stacy. I have another guest who's about to arrive any minute now.
Really? Is it somebody I know? I love getting to know new people. Any tips on what kind of questions I should ask him?
Well, you can ask him anything you want, but I think you're going to be disappointed when he doesn't answer you.
Dana, I don't want to scare you, but there is a gigantic bird tapping on your window, and he looks hungry.
Oh, my guest has arrived. That's Napoleon. He's my Indian peacock, and he's today's creature teacher. Every morning, Napoleon and his friend Bonaparte over there, he's the black-shouldered peacock, they come up on my deck. And Napoleon's a little more tame, so he's always the one who taps on the window and waits for, you guessed it, peanuts. Let's feed them some.
Oh, now I see why you said your guest wouldn't answer any of my questions. Napoleon only speaks peacock, not Stacy.
Exactly. Oh, look, Stacy! Napoleon's showing off his beautiful tail feathers. Ah, isn't that magnificent?
Wow. I've never been so close to a peacock when he fans his tail out like that. I don't know if I've ever seen anything so beautiful. Those colors and designs in his tail, blue, brown, gold, green. I mean, it makes me kind of happy.
I completely agree, Stacy. I want to tell you something amazing about the peacock's feathers. But to do that, I need to introduce our verse of the day. It's from Genesis chapter 1. Let me turn there. The beginning of the book of Genesis, chapters 1 to 11, tells the story of God and the start of the whole world. Let me read the first verse to you.
Seems like your bird is all about today's Bible verse.
And so am I. Here's Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
I believe that completely. God has no beginning and no end. And He created our world. As the master artist, He created this planet.
Mm-hmm.
The next verse goes on to describe the darkness and emptiness that existed before God created. And then how God created beauty and order from that, including land and plants and animals and humans. He made a place where we can flourish. And do you know, God kept standing back and taking stock of His work. And when He did, He kept saying the same thing over and over again. He said, "It is good." And what He meant was, "I enjoy you, you big furry bear," or, "I feel happy when I see you, you magnificent horse." God felt the goodness and expressed it when He observed what He'd made. And we can feel joy and happiness when we see creation too.
Yeah, Stacy, I get that it is good feeling when I see the animals on my farm, like this magnificent guy. I feel the goodness through and through. But have you ever heard of a guy named Charles Darwin?
Yeah, I remember hearing about him in school. He didn't believe that God created the earth and all the animals, right?
That's right.
Charles Darwin believed the earth and everything in it sort of just happened. He called it evolution.
Yeah, well, it's a lot more complicated than that, but basically that's what he believed. And he believed that all the animals that are alive today survived because they were the strongest, the smartest, and the best. He called his theory or idea the survival of the fittest. And he wrote about that in a book way back in 1859. Well, less than 1 year after he wrote that book, something about peacocks really threw Mr. Darwin into a tailspin. He sent a letter to a friend, and in it he wrote, "The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me feel sick."
Now that's just silly. How could that beautiful thing make anyone feel sick?
Well, here's the thing. The peacock's tail didn't fit with his idea that those animals and birds that are the strongest, the smartest, and the best are the ones that we have on the planet today because they survived all the predators that wanted to, well, eat them for lunch. You see, Darwin knew that those fancy feathers don't make the bird more fit for survival. Actually, they make everything about surviving harder. For example, flying is harder, not easier, because the tails only let them fly short distances.
You mean to tell me that peacocks fly?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
They sure do. Also, their feathers make running more difficult because they're heavy. So it slows them down if they want to make a fast getaway. And on top of all that, if Napoleon has his feathers all spread out into a fan and something stalks him to try to hurt him, it takes time to take down his magnificent feather tail so he can make a getaway.
So he can't just do a quick superhero switcheroo?
Nope. Those feathers make it difficult to survive out there in the wild. And that disturbed Charles Darwin. Those feathers didn't fit his theory that the animals on our planet are here because they're the ones who easily survived out there in the wild with predators. And here's what I think. When Charles Darwin looked at a peacock's magnificent tail, he realized that what he'd written couldn't be true. You see, the peacock Darwin saw was doing what God designed it to do. It was being a creature teacher that told Darwin about God, our creator.
Wow. So even the father of evolution was reminded that God created this world when he looked at a peacock. But, Dana, if the feathers make it harder for peacocks to fly, run, and get away from danger, then what is their purpose?
Well, male peacocks do use them to attract a mate, and sometimes when there's another male in the area, they'll fan their tails just to kind of be territorial and say, "This is my space." But other than that, it really seems as though that beautiful tail is mostly for reminding people that God created. Let me explain that. Every year, Napoleon's tail feathers all fall out.
Really?
Yep. But they start to grow back right away. And you can see how it creates a fan shape, right? And at the end of each feather, there's that circle shape. We call that the eye of the feather. Mm. And those eyes are all evenly distributed. Well, all of that is pretty much a miracle. Mathematicians have marveled about this for a long time. You see, for those tail feathers to grow like that takes hundreds of math calculations. But somehow it grows perfectly every year on every peacock.
Wow.
Mathematicians actually call this a mathematical improbability. In other words, it cannot just happen unless an all-powerful God designed it and orchestrated it.
Mm. Now I really feel that it is good feeling that God had when he first created the world. You know, as I'm looking all around me right now at trees, flowers, grass, the sky, and Napoleon the peacock snacking on his peanuts, it's pretty amazing the joy it gives me.
Mm.
True girl, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling all kinds of warm, fuzzy feelings right now. To think that God created so many beautiful and amazing creatures for us to enjoy, it's just almost too much for me to handle.
Yeah, that's how I feel every morning when Napoleon comes looking for his peanuts. My heart just agrees with God. And you know what? Sometimes I actually say out loud, "It is good."
Mm. True girl, I have an idea. Today, I want you to look outside or go outside and tell God, "Thank you." Thank him for every beautiful, amazing thing you see. Like, thank you for the buzz on that tree. Thank you for the blue sky. Thank you for how my cat purrs. Or thank you for the feeling of the breeze on my face. Maybe even say, it is good. Agree with him that what he created brings joy and happiness.
That is a great assignment, Stacy.
I think Napoleon wants another peanut.
Did you love meeting today's creature teacher, Napoleon the Peacock? Every time you meet a peacock, not like you meet one every day, but when you do see one, or a photo of one, remember that they are proof of God, our Creator. They couldn't have just happened. Maybe you can even say what God said when he saw the peacock in his creation. It is good. Hey, if you enjoyed today's lesson from the Barnyard, you might also love this month's True Girls subscription. Because the box we're shipping now is the Barnyard Box. We'll ship it in May and June, until supplies run out, that is. It features a biblical lesson in obedience, and you'll learn it through a Barnyard favorite, the horse. Subscribe today to get the Barnyard Box at mytruegirl.com to get the Barnyard Box. It includes a mom-daughter date plan, stickers, and lots of fun horse-themed gifts to build obedience into your heart and life. Wait, don't fall asleep. Next time on the True Girl Podcast, we're going to introduce you to a lullaby. Not a lullaby song, but a lullaby llama. She's going to teach us a valuable lesson about how we sometimes judge others based on appearance. Hint, we shouldn't do that. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ. We wrote and produced a song titled It Is Good. Instead of the True Girl theme song, I thought maybe I'd play that for you today. It can help you worship God while you observe creation on your drive. This is It Is Good from the True Girl original album.
The morning light, the birds that fly, creation comes alive when you speak. You got